What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Back here with another installment. We got Cookie, Pepper, and Jasmine in the house. Glad to be here for another good show. How you guys doing?
What up?
Spectacular.
Good.
All right, it's Tuesday. We got stuff to drink. We got some good questions. This one's going to be a good one. We're going to kind of mix it up a little bit on this one, not kind of one of those theme-based shows or one topic kind of show. We're going to move it around. So the first thing that we're going to do is our take on 20 questions, give you a little bit more information about us and kind of just who we are as people. And I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. So the first the way this is going to work is I'm going to go ahead and read this off, and Cookie and Jasmine and Pepper are going to try to guess who made this statement.
Okay.
My favorite food is pizza.
Cookie?
Pepper.
Jester.
It was me.
Yes.
Oh. Damn.
Next one. And this is kind of hard for me. I enjoy penis.
Cookie.
All three of you.
Guilty.
This is true.
I love it, but I'm not going to put it.
Why not? I could have been freak flag fry.
I could have been right either way.
Yeah.
It was whether or not they chose to put that on their list, though.
Yeah.
I did.
True. Okay. I don't know. I think I swallowed it in my list.
Next one. My favorite color is brown.
Scat.
I don't know.
I'd say pepper.
Damn, I hate that color.
Your upper lip says otherwise.
That's the, like, ugh, I hate that color. I'm going to say...
Or she calls it Sanchez.
You can guess, it's fine.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
I would say yellow for Jasmine, but I'm being racist.
Why would you say yellow? That's not nice.
Even color either.
You can't be racist if I can, okay?
Damn it. I did not sign up for this.
Calm down, Brown.
Yeah, that's my guess, Jasmine.
No.
Who is it? Oh, you?
No. It's me.
It's Cookie.
Oh, you?
It's Cookie.
I love Brown.
I bet you do.
Shut up.
What can Brown do for you?
A lot. Quite a bit.
All right. Here's the next one. My childhood crush was Gambit from the Uncanny X-Men.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's me.
The X-Men were comic book characters.
Okay, I know. Whatever.
Well, they're not B-list celebrities, so I'm just making sure. Okay, anyways.
I know what that is. Fucking Wolverine is my man. Logan.
Impressive.
No, okay. But they're having Channing Tatum, I think, as Gambit.
Ooh.
I think.
Again, that chair is not Scotch Guard.
I think he dropped out of the role, but I'm not.
I'm definitely watching that episode.
All right. The next one is, I would describe myself as beautiful with a dash of crazy. My friends describe me as batshit crazy.
Is it you, Jester?
No.
He's not beautiful.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Pepper.
I'm going to go with Pepper.
Don't listen to her, Jester.
Okay, yeah. That's totally Pepper then.
Pepper.
Yep.
Yay. But I didn't add that last part. Somebody else did.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Anyways. Next.
Somebody edited my thing.
No, they were just copied as is from the emails. Okay, so the next one. I've been playing video games since 1987.
Jester.
Yes.
Ew.
Jester?
Because he's a nerd.
So is she, but I'm older.
I was going to say, I'm like, oh, that's questionable. I don't think I wrote that down.
Right? All right, the next one is I collect Pop Funko figures.
Jasmine.
Yeah. It's right behind me.
Yeah, we can see him on the camera.
Right behind me.
Okay, so the next one. Okay. I have never broken a bone or sprained a muscle.
Jasmine,
yeah.
Pepper.
No, I've never broken anything, but I didn't put that. I've sprained something.
When it's on somebody else's body, it doesn't count.
Oh, then never mind.
When two became one.
And then it did it. And then it did. And then it did. It. And we're back.
Right? I've broken my son's arm. Not kidding.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God.
Just kidding. He did that himself.
And that's what I told the social worker. And right. That's what I'm sticking to.
Right. And so is he.
Prove otherwise.
Exactly.
There was no cameras. I don't care what he says.
He's a fucking little liar.
Get him, dude. Get him. Don't let him get away with that shit.
Hell no.
No, you're not gonna pull me down, shit. Take me out.
I ain't going down like this.
Okay, here's the next one.
Well, who was that?
That was me.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear her. Sorry, I'm a little lost today.
That's all right. Today. We understand. I don't judge or talk shit to people because I'm not as witty as I'd like to be. Well, that's definitely not me. That's all I do. Check my Reddit.
Seriously. It's one of the qualifications for being gay is being witty, so... It's not me.
Okay, that's two. Was it you?
Jasmine?
No.
No. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, well.
I'm telling you, somebody edited my
by
stuff.
By default, it's Pepper.
It's me.
Good job, dude.
I didn't write the last part.
You're paranoid. Why do you keep thinking people are editing your stuff?
I know, and why do you keep looking over your shoulder? The same two people are, are still
sitting there.
Because I'll
show you. Screw you, fuckers.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to show you what I wrote.
Next one. Lost my virginity at 32.
Don't laugh too hard. That's jeez.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Cookies were in the oven for too long.
Cookie.
All right, next one. I was once proposed to at an amusement park.
Jester.
Jasmine.
Her face, that was awesome.
She's like, no.
Oh, hell no. But yes, it was me. Yep, that was me.
Yeah, aw, that's pretty.
Show him the ring.
It's inside.
Wow, nice face.
The reason why I had that face was like, ain't nobody gonna do that shit for me.
That's pretty, huh? That only happens in like fairy tales and dreams.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, are you Cinderella?
Did you not hear my bucket list?
Are you Cinderella?
You go back and listen to the episode about the fucking bucket list and you
what
tell me.
What amusement park? Was it Disneyland by the, you know?
It was Magic Mountain. It was right on top of the Superman logo. Oh, that's right
cute.
Outside the ride.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh.
Mm. That's very cute.
Gay.
Right by the Superman. Right.
You're stupid. Okay. Here's the next one. I'm always up for a challenge, especially when it involves penis.
Oh, we know who that is. But I don't remember writing
no.
that.
That shit is edited.
That's all three of
them. That shit is edited. You guys fucked with my answers.
I'm reading these verbatim.
I didn't put the ending part.
I'm reading these verbatim. They're right there. I'm looking right at them.
You're stupid.
Ignorant. The word's ignorant.
So my guess is going to be all three of you.
I'll take it.
It's me.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. First time I got drunk, I was 4 or 5 years old from spiked fruit punch. Don't remember a thing.
Jasmine.
Wow.
She's been drinking the fruit punch ever since.
Savage as fuck.
Because over here we're not allowed to drink that. That is.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. I love the music of Journey.
Cookie.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
I've worn this shirt a couple of times.
I do, but I didn't put it.
Yes. I like Journey too.
I love it.
I don't even know and care.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
I probably heard a song, what? So I probably heard one of their songs. They sound familiar.
I believe you.
Don't stop believing.
Oh yeah, that's all. Yeah, come on. That, but I'm not a fan, so.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Let's see. How that was very.
We had to recover.
That was so disappointing.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm drunk.
We all got serious about that one.
Yeah, that was like really disappointing.
Don't fucking bite my head off.
I thought we were gonna be more savage, like that bitch.
You know, like yeah, we could have been, but you could just see the level of disappointment, like. You know, like when she graduated high school and her parents were at her graduation going, God damn it, that's the best we could do.
I know. We're like, damn, we're Journey fans, so we like fucking like gang up on her.
Did you hear that the guitar player is talking to Steve Perry again and apparently they're like patching things up? And that,
so they're going to kick out the Filipino.
That little that Filipino girl that's fronting the band?
Shut the fuck up. That's fucked up. My whole entire culture is going to shun me for this.
It's a guy?
They're talking shit. They're going to be like, we're not going to support this podcast. They're talking shit.
That's fucked up.
They should be used to by now.
How dare you?
We're spreading the love around. They would feel left out if we didn't.
No one's exempt.
Then we'd be racist for not including the Filipinos.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So what?
She's like, so what? They're not real people anyways. Oh. What a jerk. Wow.
I didn't say that.
Dim her down like, now, girl.
Can't have everybody. Shut.
Take it easy, Brown. Okay. Where is the... Okay. Okay. I'm a cool, down-to-earth person depending on who you ask.
What the fuck? Who says that?
That is kind of funny, though.
Like cookie.
I kind of wish I had said that. It wasn't me, but I kind of wish.
Nope.
No.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Holy shit. She's on a roll. She doesn't even know it.
That's it?
Yeah, that was awesome, dude.
I didn't add that last part.
What last part?
That last part.
What are you talking about?
Look, I didn't put that.
You can see the screen,
that.
Right? You can see that I'm just reading it as is.
Yeah, I know it, because that is your writing, or your typing.
Oh,
your
no. Yeah, that's my writing on the screen. No.
Your typing. That's your typing. You typed all of that stuff that you got from us in one.
No, I didn't. Fuck Checker sent this to me.
So she typed it, and she typed it wrong and added. Yeah, I'm telling you. I just put the first part.
How did she do that?
Yeah, right.
I can't find my thing right now, my original. But when I find my original copy, I'll send it to you.
Fuck Checker is way too lazy to do all that. I'm lucky she did this.
How dare you?
Yeah, she's not going to put in that much more effort.
Yeah, she did.
No.
I didn't put depending on who you ask.
You should have.
I'm not that, like, I'm not that retarded, like.
Well,
I fucked up.
I was engaged when I was 21 years old.
Oh, I'm going to say the mail Jasmine. Order bride, Jasmine.
Jasmine.
No. You were at that engagement party.
Damn it.
It was Jester.
Oh, my God.
I knew when you guys started saying me, I'm like, no, it's Jester.
Yeah, you guys were at...
None of the engaged ones apply
you
to me.
You were at... No, both of you. Shame on both of you. Both of you were at that engagement party.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a barbecue.
Jeez.
Every I'm sorry. Time. That was a long time ago. I can't even remember what happened last night, and you want me to remember what happened years ago.
But yet you're recollecting not typing these things that you obviously
typed.
Yeah,
those were your questions. Jeez. Like, I'm just... Fuck Checker sent them to me like this. She's not going to put in the extra effort to, like, edit
your
questions.
I'm
going to
find it. Watch. I'm going to fuck. Oh, he's going to find it right
okay.
now.
Okay. So.
She's on a mission. She's going to do it.
Moving on.
Mission's code for dick.
All right.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Dynamite dropping money. let's see. One of my favorite movies is Goodfellas.
Oh, I like that movie, but it ain't me.
I would say Jester.
I do like that movie, but I didn't put that one.
If not you, then... Okay, if not you, then it's definitely Cookie.
Yeah.
Guilty. Yes.
That's a good movie.
It's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Okay. Here...
The next one. I already know who that is.
Okay. I have actually eaten dog.
Oh, God.
Jasmine.
Not me. No.
No.
That's racist, Pepper. That's racist.
Yes, that makes you racist.
Oh, wait. Why are you looking at me like I've eaten dog before? No, I've never eaten dog. God.
You're Asian.
Jester.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Because he just told me this the other day. I forgot, but my instinct was her.
Your instinct's pretty racist.
It sure is.
As good as one racist instinct.
Sorry.
No, there you go. We were just talking about movie reboots, Basic Instinct, Racist Instinct. There you go. We're going to get you started in Hollywood one way or the other.
You're terrible.
Yeah. And the last one.
Oh, I'm going to find that shit right now. Fuck you. I did not write that.
I'm trying to read these verbatim. I love to have fun and enjoy good times with great memories. That's why the video camera is always recording.
Pepper, it's Pepper.
In my bedroom.
It's Pepper.
That's not my Pepper. Shit. I didn't write that in.
Is he lying, Pepper?
I like to have a good time and have, like, all that stuff, but not with the... No. No, I don't record.
I don't do recordings. I'm impressed.
You're terrible.
I don't
She's
do recording.
She's a good writer. That's pretty awesome. I was laughing. I thought that was good.
Whatever, liars. Screw you.
So, Jasmine had... Jasmine and I were talking about the
dog and such.
No, not the dog. Not that time. The when her daughter found her toys.
Oh shit!
Because we were talking about the 20 questions and the random facts, and so I know about it, but I don't think she told you guys. So she was gonna tell you.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you guys. So how this came about that I had an idea to share it with you guys was because. I was at a birthday party, like, sometime last week, and there was this girl, and she was smoking, right? And she was like, do you smoke? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And we both had kids, and then we got to talking, and I was like, look, you know, my kid doesn't ever run into, a, you know, me smoking, da-da-da. And I was like, sex toys, however, that's a different story. So I started to talk about how my daughter ended up encountering sex toys around the house. First one was when we were fucking with our dog at that time. We don't have her anymore.
You ate it?
Bestiality?
And
I told you.
No. We had a vibrating egg, and we would hang it over her, and it would freak her the fuck out because she thinks it's chasing her.
Oh, okay. I had something totally different in mind. Okay. Continue,
yes, so and it's a vibrating egg, so it has, like, essentially, like, that wire or whatever. So we would, like, hang it over her. Well, she came downstairs and goes, does Lucy have a new toy? And automatically we had to, like, hide it. That was the first time the first time it ever happened.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck, we need to, like, not play with sex toys around the house. The second time it happened...
The fact that there is a second time...
Makes it even better.
Okay.
Fool me once, all right. Shame on you. Fool me twice.
The second time... Okay, that happened in the kitchen. We were fucking around the dog. Now, the second time around, it was my bedroom. I happened to have my body wand just, like, on the side of my shelf or whatever. just chilling there, right? Plugged in. Minding whatever, its own business. Chilling there. She opens she opens my bedroom door. She notices this thing and she goes, "Mommy, why are you baking cupcakes in your room?" And I was like, What are you talking about? She goes, "You have like a mixing thing over there." And she thought that it was to use like a little whatever mixer for dough and cupcakes or whatever. And it's a body one. It's like a big ass freaking vibrator. So I was like freaked out. And I said, "Don't worry about it. It's not a cupcake maker. It's mommy's toy." So she goes,
"Oh my what? God.
It just slipped out." And she goes, "Why do you have toys in your room?" And I was, at that point, "Get out of my room. Why do you have toys in your room, mommy?"
That's enough explaining for the day.
The whole entire time she was like, "Why do you have toys in your room, mommy? You're not a kid." And I'm like,
"You took away my youth. Don't take away my toys." Then you just slapped her and said, "Go get a cookie." Be appropriate.
Mommy still loves you.
Kind of.
So the third time around.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was the third time.
Do you Someone not does not learn their
right?
lessons.
Like, I think you kind of like this probably getting caught.
Well, her daddy, sometimes we do it downstairs or whatever at that time. We had a dildo. I had no idea that he had just stashed it, like, somewhere in the crevice of a fucking couch. Well, I was washing dishes on the other side of the room. Suddenly, I hear jumping. Just jumping. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "Just jumping." And I'm like, "You're not supposed to jump in the couch." And she goes, "I'm just playing with this lightsaber." And I swear to God, I went running towards it, saw her. I had like this freaking big ass, like, just my eyes are just like,
there
whoa,
it is. I've been looking for it everywhere.
And I was like, "Give me the lightsaber.
May the force be with you."
Go wash your hands.
I told her to take a fucking shower. Oh, shit. So anyways, that was the very last time.
I would hope so.
Ever since then. Yeah, well, I don't know. We kind of have like I have an array of things. So, gotta keep myself busy.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. Well.
Yep.
Speaking of which, did you guys check out the news and catch anything about the update on that Usher lawsuit for herpes?
Oh yeah.
So three new people. This is in addition to the first one that allegedly was settled for like $1.1 million. So there's three new people that are filing a lawsuit against Usher. It's two women and one man.
What the hell? Was that you, Cookie?
No. I just had something in my throat. Oh.
Typical.
Because I know from time to time you say it burns and, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean...
Have you tried looking at... Maybe you are the guy.
Maybe it burns because he got it bad.
In the club.
He had it his way in the club. Now it burns because he's got it bad.
Real bad. Real bad Michael Jackson.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's... they said they had sex with Usher because, quote, he was a revered celebrity in their eyes who they believe could be loved and trusted. Okay, right? So here's the thing. He's a celebrity, and he's like a huge celebrity.
Usher.
This man gets more offers for ass per hour than most of us can fathom.
That's
and
a lot.
You think he's not gonna take some of them up?
I
right?
mean, at least wrap it up.
Yeah, right. And for not to ask, because there was I looked into this, and a lot of articles were saying that he didn't say that he had any STDs, but it also didn't say that anybody had asked him, but do you have...
That being said, how many people can say, because a lot of people have herpes, I'm guessing, how many people can say they got herpes from Usher? That's like amazing.
Everybody does not.
That's
have
better
that.
Than an autograph.
Shut up, Pepper.
That's like an autograph that doesn't go away.
Exactly. That's forever. These are Usher herpes. Mine are from some rando in a club.
Shave them off and sell them on eBay.
That's disgusting. I'm joking.
No, you're not.
You know herpes. What? When you wait till you're 32 to lose it, you're very cautious on where you're getting it from.
Talk to me in a few
extremely
years.
Cautious.
Extremely cautious.
Hey, he's a Grammy Award winner, by the way.
He's aww. A Grammy Award. He's a herpes giver, too.
So, yeah, all three of them said at no time during the encounters did he disclose that he had herpes. But, again, if they didn't ask, you know
well,
what I mean?
Well, I don't. Like, why do you have to ask? I don't know. Do you ask you... every partner, like, oh, hey, what diseases
yes,
do you
yes,
have?
Yes, you do.
Like,
you do.
Yeah,
yes.
The question goes something like this. Do you have any STDs?
No, I don't.
If they cough and pause, they've got something.
Yeah. I have nothing, and no, I've never asked.
Okay, so if somebody asked you, do you have any, say, like...
Okay, yeah, let's say somebody asked, okay. You can ask anybody, but are they going to tell you the truth on the spot?
So if you don't have any, do you have any reason to lie?
No, you shouldn't. Like, I wouldn't be messing with anybody.
I mean, I don't have a reason to lie, but I can make up a good one, you know?
Look, that's I true. Had someone from Tinder give me a paragraph about their herpes, okay? So.
I don't know. Like, that's just, I don't know. I can't ask that. Oh, by the way, before we go into deep right now, like, do you have any diseases?
Well, yeah, here's one reason.
Yeah.
Diseases is too vague.
Here's a reason to
STDs.
Ask.
STD.
There you go.
Well, here's a reason to ask. I don't want an STD.
I don't
Nobody
either.
Wants
so then,
an
well,
STD.
Then use a condom.
Right?
Then use
just
a condom.
Get it.
You don't
it's
ask
a memory.
That.
You know that it doesn't work for everything, right?
Well,
here's another
wait,
thing,
doesn't?
Though. Did you know that if they are
uh-huh.
having an outbreak, then yes, they can transmit it. But supposedly, if they are not having an outbreak, you still have to wrap it up, yes. But if they are, like, taking Valtrex or something, it kind of lessens the chance of them giving it to somebody else.
Well, what...
Cookie?
That is a fact. Totally, you guys have me like as this STD, like having stereotypical homosexual. I do not have herpes.
Well, it's not normal.
That I know of because I haven't gotten checked yet. So next show.
When it burns, it's not normal. So you got to get that checked.
But it's normal for him because that's what he's used
to.
I'm used to the burn.
So you probably
have he's got it bad.
Yeah. I do not have herpes. I have his piece.
Well,
I'm a guy.
Well, it's required by the person to admit that they have disease.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Right?
It's yeah.
You
it's
have
the
to
right
tell
thing.
Somebody.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. Like
you have
especially.
To tell
look
well,
who you're talking to. The right thing to do. Really?
Well, I don't have any, so that's why I don't have anything to hide. Go back and listen to the fucking bucket list. That was like the last one on the list was not to get an STD, and I haven't. So yay.
Yay.
Here's the thing, though. Did they specify which herpes strain?
So
I am curious.
One,
watch, it's like cold sores.
The one that's worth $1.2 million or $1.1 million a few years ago, and apparently the one
that's
worth $10 million at first, but then after reconsideration is now worth $20 million for emotional harm, medical bills,
oh
and
God.
Punitive damages.
Punitive
yeah.
damages. Isn't that how she got herpes?
I wonder
herpes?
If it was like a
exactly.
regular person suing a regular person. Like, would they be like able to sue for all those categories right there?
And see, that's the thing. Is do you know what? Honestly, quite honestly, if it wasn't somebody that was rich and famous, do you and we weren't in those people's inner circle of friends, do you honestly think we would be hearing anything about this?
No.
No.
No, right?
It's, I mean, other than my stories, but no.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we have our own in the inner circle, so we, you know. But aside from that, I mean, nobody really gives a shit outside of that, and nobody's trying to make money off of it. But because he's, like, rich and famous, you know what I mean, then
yeah.
there's motive right there.
Mm-hmm. They probably
there's so many shit. Other celebrities that have herpes, too, though.
Yeah, what a shame, because some of them were on my list. They're not anymore, because I'm not into
Scarlett
herpes.
Johansson.
Ew, damn it.
She does?
Just, yeah. Jessica Alba.
From Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
Go Yankees.
Damn.
Hold on a second. Wasn't Ryan Reynolds married to Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Then Ryan Reynolds has herpes.
Ew. And his new wife
has herpes.
Blake Lively would have herpes now.
Not my Ryan.
Oh, it's like a herpes train. Ryan. I don't know.
No, I don't believe that.
What do I buy a ticket for that?
And that herpes train.
Choo choo.
Well, here's the other thing. It's important to note that the lawsuit is based on news reports that Usher is carrying an STD and that he had settled a herpes lawsuit for $1.1 million a few years ago. But there's nothing else that's really concrete other than what these people are alleging. And one of them has already tested negative for herpes. So the fact that she's still asking for money because she felt violated is... ridiculous.
Yeah, right. That's ridiculous.
Right, it just tells you right then and there. It's about the money. It's not even about.
Yeah, what the fuck? I thought herpes was for free. You know. Yeah.
Right.
It usually is.
I don't know, man.
Tuesdays.
Here's Taco Tuesday equals no bathroom selfies on Wednesday.
That's math.
So the other thing that kind of grinded my gears a little bit about this whole story was that the celebrity attorney Lisa Brown is asking for a court order so that Usher has to disclose the fact that he has herpes to his future partners before they engage in sexual anything.
Oh, so activity. Now he has to tell them.
Like, which I think is fucked up because, again, if he wasn't rich and famous, we wouldn't be hearing anything about this. This wouldn't be in court.
I can't wait for his next fucking album now. He'd be so inspired.
The Burn.
Feel it.
Part.
Hop on my islands.
Read my Braille, baby.
Ew.
Bump
that's
it.
That's a good title too. Just ew.
Oh my god.
Spot on.
Enough about herpes.
All right, so moving on to something that isn't herpes, the transgender ban and a segment we call Our Outrageous President. So here's the thing: he is planning on phasing out transgender people out of the military. A guidance policy for open transgender service phase out. Now, this is the title of an unreleased document that is written but hasn't been, you know, made available to the public. Is the plan for phasing transgender people out of the military? And one person that we have talked about on this show that voiced immediate opposition and, you know, feedback to this policy being released was Caitlyn Jenner, and the thing is, she was a huge Trump supporter for a long time.
I love Shim.
And she was also a huge Republican, like diehard Republican. So now it's kind of like the LGBT community is the what? How much backlash is she going to get for that? Because
quite a bit.
That you stuck your neck out for the wrong asshole.
That's it.
How many times have I done that?
That's the wrong group to get pissed off. Oh,
right.
Wow.
So it just kind of seems like, is it, I don't know, what is, like, the universe fucking with somebody, or?
I don't know. It's just a fucked up world.
Depending on where you stand, karma, exactly, or, yeah, you know?
It's just funny.
Poetic justice from another angle. It, I don't know, it just, I wasn't sure. Other than, like, wow, that's what you get for sticking your neck out for an asshole.
For all we know, she's getting paid for this. It's publicity either way.
That's true. That is a good point. Yeah. Fucking conspiracy.
And she's a fucking Jenner, let's face it. You know, they'll do fucking anything for money.
True.
That whole entire family would.
That's true. I don't. No argument here.
They're pretty sick.
I've seen the reality shows.
Exactly.
So, I just thought I'd bring that up because it seemed just kind of ironic that she was backing, and we had talked about her previously on the show.
It's just funny, like, how there could be fact based onto why to ban them, like, not them, but to ban, like, transgender specific, but just to do, like, an outright, like, on all of them in general is just kind of funny. And the one who has, like, probably the most to lose is the one that's so pissed off. And you say she's like, she was a big, like, Republican supporter. Have you seen her hand? She's still a big Republican. with hands the size of her balls.
40-year-old virgin.
Yes. That movie's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Ugh, the visual now. Ugh. God.
Well, I'm turned on.
not because she is, but just who she is. It's just like, yeah. Wow.
Well, here's another visual for you. Remember we talked about a McFuck? Jasmine, yeah. You might want to lawyer up. That seems like they're looking for you.
They're on the hunt.
The New York Post News. Manhunt for woman accused of having oral sex in McDonald's.
We found her.
We know where she's at. We're going to wait till the bounty goes up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll bail you out.
Thanks, guys.
Was she like a worker or she just was having sex there?
Well, obviously she's a worker giving head to McDonald's.
Obviously. Well, wait a second. Are we talking about me or are we talking about the actual
person? The actual person.
I never worked at McDonald's.
Why were you?
We assumed it was you.
No, in this case, yeah, we were wrong. In this case, it is Christine Chaffin. She was charged with open lewdness and disorderly conduct in May this year after being kicked out of McDonald's. They called the state police. The man suspected in the act was 30-year-old Conrad Jablecki. They located him and they charged him with indecent exposure, which is a sex crime, open lewdness, and disorderly conduct. The reason that she wasn't charged with indecent exposure is because it wasn't her dick that was sticking out.
Or was it?
It wasn't her mouth.
So, in my case, I would have been charged with indecent exposure. except I was inside of the little tube, so.
Also, like, was she a worker? No, like, I'm still stuck on that. Like, she was just having sex in McDonald's? That's wrong?
You can do that, you know?
I'm like,
wrong. That's bad?
It's
bad? You're like, not supposed to do that? What?
This is news to me.
So bathrooms are off limits?
Well, bathroom, they were having sex, like, right up in...
Oh,
like where people
in
are
the dining area?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, at least I was
Big
hidden
Mac
inside.
Sauce. He misinterpreted.
There's like, nothing wrong with table head.
Nothing.
It's so bright in there, though.
Well, listen, when I did it, it was at the place.
Back in my day.
The way you did it was.
Idiot.
In the ball pit.
What literally the fuck? That's ball even... pit. That's a crime right there. There's kids.
Well, it was in the slide where there were no kids. There were no kids. That's what
no
made
kids.
It fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Wow.
Did you close off the area you were doing maintenance or what?
We were just in the tubes.
Yeah,
you know,
were in the tube.
It's so hot in there.
I guess it was. Point. Holy shit.
I'd rather do it in the balls.
It's getting hot.
You would.
In here. That's an Usher reference. yeah
so well I don't know, I wouldn't do it out in the dining area, but
but the bathroom
I was in love.
I thought
okay.
You said you're up for a challenge, Pepper.
Not that much of a challenge,
especially when it involves penis, if I remember.
Whatever.
Since it's still yeah. Yeah. Well,
I don't yeah. know it, that was added. Are you gonna add something different? No,
Big Mac sauce.
I read
sweet
it
and sour.
I read it as is.
Oh, Big Mac sounds so good right now.
With the McFuck.
With the McFuck. So, okay, so Jasmine's safe. It wasn't her. We're still going to have a co-host, so we're all
yes.
good.
What's the bounty up to right now?
10 grand.
Oh, wow. Maybe it was her.
Maybe it was, and maybe we're going to wait up till it got to 100 like we talked about.
Oh, damn it.
Oh my god, I'm being sold again.
They're selling you.
Story of your life.
Don't sell me.
Buck up, Buckaroo. It'll be all right.
Don't sell me.
Can't make any promises.
Or profit. Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Whatever. Make a lot of profit off me.
We're not talking about the porner job. And what did we talk about? Not in public. Not in public. Shh.
You know what? Shh. I'm going to McDonald's after this.
She will be at the McDonald's off of...
Swing by for my 10% cut on the loan. So we, Cookie and I got into talking, and we're going to try this segment, and it's called Movie Quote Conversation. And the way this is going to work, this is going to be tough. This is the first time that we're doing this, but Cookie and I are very, very knowledgeable.
Ooh, don't oversell it. Damn
about
it.
Movies. So hopefully, hopefully Jasmine and Pepper are nice on the topic selection, because what they're going to do is they're going to pick a conversational topic, and Cookie and I are going to have to have a conversation, but we're only going to be able to use movie quotes.
That's like too much information right now for me to hold in my brain.
Okay,
I'll pick a topic.
The way it's going to work is Jasmine is going to pick a conversational topic.
I'm not verbal. I'm like, I have to see, like, so just to demonstrate something.
You're not oral, you're anal? No. Is that what you're alluding to?
I didn't say all that. See, there you go, adding stuff.
I'm trying to think. Hold on.
I'm hands-on.
I know. Mm-hmm. The topic is living with roommates. There you go. I have a better one. A better one. How about this? Have a conversation as if you guys were breaking up with each other.
I'm funny. Funny how?
Come on. Like, I just mean you make me laugh. That's all.
We have to name that movie?
No, they're just spewing movie quotes.
The point is me and him are going to have a conversation, but all we can use is movie quotes.
Oh, okay.
So he started with...
Funny, funny how?
And so my quote was, I don't know, just like a funny guy. Like, you make me laugh.
Are you really my friend? Because it doesn't seem like it. It seems like you guys hate me.
Come on, we're going to be friends till the end.
This is way harder than I thought.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be slow.
All right, topic change.
Topic change?
Topic change.
All right, getting high.
We're already there, so. Maybe that's what's making this so difficult.
Okay, I'm trying to think of movies that he would know too.
Hey, well, then if that's the case, would the quotes that you just used previously, what movies did you use?
That was Goodfellas.
Okay.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, A Child's Play.
Was it Toy Story?
Friends Till the End? No, that was Child's Play.
Oh, Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that doll.
Okay, getting high. All right, getting high. Here we go.
No,
you got it.
All right. No, man, I had to follow this Greyhound around for like a week to get my stash back, man.
I just know random quotes now, and I don't know if they're on the topic of getting high. Like, oh, poor thing, they won't let her shop like those whores in Beverly Hills. Like, those women in Beverly Hills aren't bigger whores than she is.
All right, Pepper, you want to try to pick a conversational topic?
No, I don't even know what the fuck. Let me see.
I never fucked a goat or my sister. Why? Couldn't catch him?
Okay, pick a topic.
Well, before we pick a topic, what movie did you guys use?
I was using Romy and Michelle, so High School Reunion.
Okay. What did you just use, Jester?
Nothing. I was just laughing because I was thinking of Janine Garofalo saying that when they were behind the dumpster. She was
because I'm not a fucking human being or anything.
Yeah. When he just she goes, "Can I have an extra cigarette?" He just like flicks a cigarette on the ground, or you got a light and he flicks a cigarette on the ground.
And then she just runs for it. I love that.
Sex.
The way I understand it, sex is mostly a joke down here, too. Have you seen the ridiculous faces you people make mid-coitus?
I'm going to spend an obscene amount of money, like offensively obscene, on sex.
We make a pact. Here and now, we will get laid.
Ooh, I remember that one, I think.
Fuck. Can it be from an original movie I wrote?
Sure.
Sex isn't everything. I mean, it's not about the rusty trombone or the Cincinnati bow tie or the Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez.
I know that.
It's
one.
About.
I do too.
It's about love. It's about compassion. It's about feeling. It's not about cock and balls.
What? Who said that?
It was with an accent.
Sometimes it is.
I know what that was. That from 40-year-old Virgin.
Yep. Yes.
Aw, that was a cute movie.
So there was 40-year-old Virgin. There was.
Was that based on your life?
Shut up, 32. 32, Pepper.
Well, they couldn't make it seem obvious, so they added age to it, you know?
I was in my 20s when that movie came out. It was still a good 10 years away.
They just knew.
So the first one, or my list, was Dogma.
The first one was from Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
I know that. That's pretty. That's my movie. I'm going to meet my Prince Charming one day.
Don't you have to be a hook? Oh, I get it now.
That's why she's going to McDonald's and why I get the 10%
she's
cut.
She's a hooker.
Yep, I was like, I need those boots and that skirt. Let's go.
What size are you?
7.
So, yeah, it was Dogma and...
40-Year-Old Virgin and Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
the 40-year-old virgin. That was the Cincinnati bow tie and the rusty trombone. And
oh, good job.
All right, Jasmine, pick another one.
They were topics? Let's see here. Mm. What about food?
I ate a baby. Baby. The other white meat. Baby, it's what's for dinner.
Oh, my God, I know that movie, but I can't think of it.
The
I like
coffee
it.
Tastes a little nutty.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sit here and enjoy my coffee.
I'm not sure what you eat, so I just ordered everything, one of everything off the menu.
I know you're...
Oh, my God. That's so familiar, but I can't make it out.
I know, me
out.
Too. These.
What is it?
That's also a Pretty Woman.
I have to go home and see that movie now.
It's really good.
I know. I love it. I used to watch it when I was a child.
So that explains it.
Yes. I was like, yep. I'm going to... That's my...
Taking notes.
That's my future goal.
If a she hooker... was in her 20s, though, so...
Oh, whatever. No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
She's like her 30s.
She's going to be 50 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She's pretty. Her big old mouth.
Oh, I have a good one to throw in on.
Okay.
Is butter a carb?
Mean Girls.
Yep.
I got it, Priscilla.
That's why her hair is so big. It's filled with secrets.
For some reason, I want to chime in on this food thing. I don't know why.
Okay.
Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and Sarah, who eats it?
Oh, man.
Elf.
Huh?
Elf.
It's from Elf.
Elf.
Elf. He also
remember
eats cats.
Remember, he eats everything but sugar.
Everything with syrup.
Yep.
Spaghetti. That's gross.
So are we staying on the food one, or are we going to go to...
We can. It's up to you. There's so many.
Dang it.
It's it.
The food one was the one you guys were...
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
Is it clueless?
I mean, no, if you don't recognize life is just about... Life is... What is it?
Life's
like,
just...
Life is about chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like really common.
Oh, here's an obscure one. You're a crazy son of a bitch. You know how I know that? Because only a crazy son of a bitch would eat hard-boiled eggs before a game.
Who the movie's from?
The Replacements.
Well,
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, a little tougher than we thought, but...
Yeah, that's not
yeah.
There were some. I mean, I guess if we picked more, like if you two had like topics ahead of time.
Oh, well, we had topics. You two just didn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Shut up, Pepper. can someone get her out of here? No, isn't there a McDonald's waiting
only,
for you?
Only one of us had no idea
opens
what we were talking
hours.
About.
Right.
At least we knew how to play the game.
Yeah, we knew. We were on point with our topic.
Well, no, I was talking about actually just myself.
Now you're backing me up kidding. Over here.
I'm kidding.
Can we
kidding.
Not fight, guys?
So that would be, but you know what? Honestly, that would be a good one to put out to the blogs and see what kind of topics we get, you know, coming back. Because, yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of movie references that we make throughout the show, and it's like, I know there are some people that get it. There's, how about this? There is right now on our website a Mel Brooks, an obscure Mel Brooks movie quote. So anybody that's on the cast is excluded from this. But if somebody can guess where the movie quote is and tell us what the quote is and what movie it's from, then I'll send you a $20 Amazon gift card. It's
Booyah.
It's on the site. It's already up there. It's been up there since day one. You have to find it. It's an Easter egg. So send in. Okay. So I'll put the contest up there.
You can't do it?
No, you can't do it. You're part of the cast.
Well, I'm going to subscribe it to somebody else.
Subscribe it to somebody else.
I'd be like, hey, son, go and open an
account. Go ahead. There's no way in. If you know what the movie quote is, I'll double it.
I like,
but you have to be able to tell me where it came from.
What do you mean where? Like what time of
what land? Movie it was.
Oh, yeah, just
what
the movie? Okay.
What movie it was.
Let me see.
Yeah, if you can figure it out on your own.
You're going to send
your
me
your son cannot help you.
Whatever. He doesn't know who Kevin Costner is.
Mel Brooks.
Oh, Mel Brooks, I mean. Mel Brooks, sorry. Rose thinking of the wrong guy. What?
All right, they're like the same. So that unintentional clue, but yeah, okay, that's the only clue you guys get.
What clue? Oh, shit.
It's a Mel Brooks movie. That's where the quote came from, but you have to specify what movie it is.
Okay, I will right now as soon as I get this running.
Yeah, I seriously doubt it. I'm assuming we're going to get responses in on the block before you figure it out.
Let me do this.
If you don't know it by now.
I think I do, but I don't want to say it.
I doubt it, but okay.
Does it start with an L?
Okay, take a shot at it.
Yeah, take a shot. Go ahead.
Lethal Weapon or...
Oh, my God, that's it. She's totally right. Like, Lethal Weapon.
Every
wow.
time we underestimate you.
You're awesome. Such a liar. You guys lie to me, fuckers.
he said Mel Brooks, not Mel Gibson.
She doesn't know the difference.
They both have Oscars. One of them's a sex symbol and the other one's Mel Gibson.
Oh, that Jesus movie.
What Jesus movie?
That Christ movie that he made. No?
Once again, Mel Gibson, Mel Brooks.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks makes comedies.
She doesn't know who Mel Brooks is.
I thought you were talking
about
that.
She thinks he's Mel Gibson.
The entire time.
Let me Google him.
What is his name in fucking Braveheart?
Oh.
Wallace.
William Wallace.
William Wallace.
Yeah,
not William Wallace. Dude.
Yes, that's Mel Brooks.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
There's no
that
way.
That gift card is sitting tight.
Right.
No, it's
okay,
gonna
so
be
the
mad.
Fans don't have anything to worry about.
Whatever. Yes, you do, fans. I'm going to get that shit.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am.
So we're coming up on time, but don't forget to check out the website. We are going to be posting the new contest pretty soon. We'll put the details in if you missed them during the episode. There's absolutely no way that Pepper is going to get this
Whatever,
before you
yes,
guys
I am.
Do. So don't worry about it. Just go ahead and send in your submissions. We have new episodes that are going to be coming out the next couple of weeks, but then we're going to go ahead and take that month break and plan out the next season. And then we'll come back with new episodes every Tuesday. So what we're going to do is we're going to leave you with a best of season one show. It's going to be a couple of hours that go over the span of, you know, the best bits of season one and just a little something to leave you or hold you over until we get back with season two, which we're looking forward to. We're going to be working with the think tank, and we're going to be having a lot more segments. We're going to be adding some new reoccurring themes and topics coming up since somebody decided to retire the sausage aisle.
Got to replace it
with something. We are going to introduce something new, which is we're kind of excited about because we've been talking about doing something live for the longest time, and I think now we're in a good place and we can. So we're going to be introducing the Hype Men for season two, and they are going to be our in-studio Hype Men, and we are going to be broadcasting live The thing is, we're not so much interested in being on camera. That's what the hype men are for. And so the live feed will be of the hype men. You will hear us in the live feed. We're going to plug the audio from the podcast into their live video feed so that not only do you see them and they're in studio hyping, but you also get the enjoyment of listening to the podcast real time. So that's going to be coming up season 2, and we'll be listing details about that coming up shortly. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.